Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
I appreciated all the discussion, all of the passion, all of even the frustration that people are expressing on this show in the last week when it comes to the state of things in America. Mario Cristobal, Oregon Ducks head football coach, is joining us. I was super impressed as I saw some images of Coach Cristobal and Joe Salavea on the streets in Eugene talking with people and being visible. Why were you out there? Why is that important to you?
Well, in meeting with our players, it was very educational for me, just learning points of view, how guys internalize things. And it was important to what we mentioned when I made a statement that it's more important than to just post or tweet and to just take steps towards having just positive action, positive change, and felt that was a great step in the right direction.
It's really interesting because I think a locker room is one of the most diverse places in the world, like a football locker room. You've got kids that are from all different economic backgrounds, races, religions, family dynamics are all different. I kind of feel like football coaches are more qualified than most to kind of tell us, hey, you know, what do we all need to be doing? How do we all come together? Because you do that on a daily basis.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I oftentimes, you know, look back at, you know, Bill Curry had a video way back when called The Huddle, and it talks about what the world ought to be, it should be, you know, on its best day. And, you know, talks about the different walks of life, how it doesn't matter in the huddle, right? It really doesn't matter because we come in all shapes and sizes and colors, and you know how sweat is sweat and it smells the same and bad on everybody, and your guy gets popped in the mouth. You know, we all bleed the same color, so it's a really neat piece. But again, as coaches, and most coaches have played and have been in environments where it's a great part of it. It's one of the best parts of football. It really is. And especially where I grew up, I mean, I grew up in the melting pot of the world. So it's, again, it's something that's very powerful that we get to feel. You know, you wish, certainly wish the world was more like, you know, that huddle described in that particular piece.
You always talk about right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, I know you were raised that way. I was raised that way. What do you mean by that, though? Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Oh, I think that's as explicitly clear as it is, as it can possibly be. I mean, I don't think that that doing things the right way is something that like a t-shirt that you put on whenever you feel like doing it. I mean, it's right is right and wrong is wrong 24/7 and 365. And you know, when things aren't right, when things are wrong, and there is a call, a need for change, well, that's when now the right thing to do is to make sure that the voices are heard and that people work the right way and together to bring about the right type of just positive change that's going to help make things the way that they need to be.
What do you, as you listen to players, especially players who are African American, you know, I grow up in this country. My grandparents were immigrants, and I hear stories about discrimination, but nothing compares to the discrimination that I think an African American kid who's living in the year 2020 is still experiencing. And you know, we're 450 years past the start of slavery, and we're still seeing that racism. What do you tell and what do you hear from kids on your own team?
Well, I think most importantly, you know, because I'm not an expert on things. I don't pretend to be. I think you got to be as candid and as real with yourself as you can possibly be, because, like, my role right now is to do two things. And the first one is listen, learn, right, and support, number one, our guys and family to the best of my abilities. But I think, you know, I would be insulted if I was, how do you put this? If some of the things that I went through in life, if someone was trying to help me without listening as to what I went through, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think it's so important to listen and to learn, so you could see how things are being ingested, internalized, to be able to provide the best type of help and action that you possibly can. That way you could plan. I'm a planner. I'm a process-oriented person. But it's important, man. These guys, you mean they're so much more than just ball players, right? They're human beings, and going through a whole lot and stuff that that requires change. And we, in talking to the players and learning from the players, it really was evident that we can use our platform to bring about the right type of change. And again, not being an expert, not claiming to be, and certainly not great at being a public speaker, but I do have a platform, and I know how important it is to do things in a manner where we can bring about the right kind of change.
Oregon Ducks football coach Mario Cristobal is our guest. You know, it's interesting because I feel the same way. Like, I'm doing a sports radio show, and I think that part of the time my job here is to be a diversion, right, from stuff that's going on in the world, but at some point, you have to address things that sort of cut through the format. And this is stuff that is affecting people that are, you know, people that we should be putting our arms around. And I remember the Rodney King riots, and I can't believe that here we are, what, 30 years later, and maybe some of us are learning that not that much has changed.
Yeah, you know, again, I as I try to figure things out, right, and try to move forward and help the best I can, I almost feel like, you know, I lean on mentors and the simplicity of some of their teachings, where right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, don't rationalize it, don't sugarcoat it, but make sure that you are listening and listening clearly, so that you can do the very best you can and use your platform, your knowledge, your resources in the best way possible, so that there is, you know, ground made up towards a resolution in a better way. I mean, that's right. If not, then I'm just making noise. Right. So,
right. Appreciate that. Mario Cristobal with us, Oregon Ducks head football coach. You've got football going on in the background, or starting to, we're starting to get hopeful that football is going to happen and in the way that we all imagined it might. What do you make of the Pac-12 restrictions, players possibly coming back to campus across the country and getting there for workouts? How careful do you have to be as a program as that stuff starts to happen?
Extremely careful. I mean, protocol cannot be in any way, shape, or form be violated. I mean, there has to be really strict. There have to be parameters that are really strict to make this thing as safe an environment as possible. And the other part, too, is you have to make sure that you're welcoming your players back and providing a situation that is as safe as it could possibly be. You know, you don't want to create, because these guys have been home, and some of them have had really good situations, right? I mean, some are eating well, some better than others, or, you know, they have a private place where they could train and whatnot. So when they come back, the first thing is they have to know and understand, by what you show and what you have set up from a resource standpoint, they're going to be very well taken care of, and that their safety is going to be at the forefront, and then provide them with the opportunities to start advancing and gaining ground towards getting in condition to practice. You really got to think of it in terms of getting ready to practice before getting ready to play a game, right? If you try to jump to play a game without preparing for the rigors of camp, I think you're lending yourself to potentially having just a ton of injuries. So steps, man, steps, protocol, detailed planning and execution of that plan. So, you know, we're just nonstop. Every second of the day is geared towards finding ways to make this thing as good as it can be.
As a football coach, you're already geared. You said it earlier, like you're a planner, fixer, right? You're always looking at what you can do. But how much of a added, I guess, burden or workload is it for you to have to account for all of this stuff on top of the football and the planning?
Oh, it's not. I think we have the benefit of having the best classroom in the world. We have the class on the grass. That's my coach used to tell me. Where you have the full attention of your team, and man, you have every corner of the globe almost. You know, actually, well, not the globe, but the country represented in your locker room and staff. So the lessons learned, and you know, especially through times like this, are invaluable. And the best part about that is that they're real lessons, and it's going to be real talk, and there's going to be some deep dives in each other as people. And so, as much as the concern and the talk is about the physical preparation and getting in shape and lifting and all that stuff, no doubt, it's critically important. I get it. But just as important, and I would say even more important, would be the intangible aspects of bringing a team back together that is really culture-driven, that's really formulated a brotherhood that's, you know, we're trying to make Teflon, man, impenetrable. And making sure that, having been apart for so long in the midst of all that's going on, that we hit that restart button and start things all over and get back together again to get back on track.
Been talking to a lot of the media members at that cover Ohio State and cover North Dakota State, and they're asking some of the same questions. But the people in North Dakota State say all that they're talking about in Fargo is playing Oregon. This is the biggest game that they have ever had on the schedule. This winning this game would be the biggest win for them ever. Is there any chance Mario Cristobal's team shows up for that opener looking past North Dakota State?
The most important game on our schedule is North Dakota State, because it's the next game on our schedule. And before we can fully focus on North Dakota State, we got to focus on us. I guess if I was the type of human being that woke up and rolled out of bed late and took things for granted, maybe you could say something like that. But as sure as the sun's going to rise on this side and set on the other side, that ain't ever going to happen. And thank God for, again, the DNA and the discipline of the old man and the old lady that got me and my brother's butts right, you know?
It's really interesting, though, too, because, like, human nature for fans are going to jump ahead to Ohio State, but you can't do that. And you know North Dakota State comes to play, and they have spoiled some seasons for some other people. And, you know, they want to fashion themselves a Power 5 team. What do you think's made North Dakota State good over the years?
Well, number one, they've got as good or better players than the teams in the Pac-12, in my opinion, or anybody else in the country. This is a team that I don't look at divisions or, you know, like rankings. I mean, like when we recruit, I just don't look at that stuff. It's irrelevant. You know, it's a matchup game, right? It's a personnel-driven game. And when you match up their personnel with the blueprint that they've used, which is all the things you want from a program, right? You want toughness and physicality and discipline, and you want, you know, great use of your personnel. Schematically, they present a lot of problems. They do a lot of things out of multiple personnel groupings, or use the same personnel grouping to do multiple things in formations to try to catch you in misplaced personnel alignment. So, tremendous coaching, tremendous culture, a team that prides itself in being physically dominant. So it's the right kind of game. It's, to me, these are the types of games you sign up for when you come to Oregon that you want to be in.
You've got a new coordinator in Joe Moorhead. You've got a quarterback in Tyler Shuck and some others in that group that, you know, haven't had big, meaningful starts. How do you get that quarterback group going with their new coordinator? What have you guys been doing to this point to make sort of that transition as seamless as possible?
Well, it's a Zoom world right now, right? Everything is Zooming, but you try not to go Zoom overload either. You don't want the guys just to become robotic and sit there. So we're pretty creative on our Zooms, with, you know, from having former players as guests or other guys that are guys that they recognize that are playing in the NFL or have played in the NFL, to mixing it up when it's time for them maybe to take the pen and be the teacher, or just between the types, all these apps that you can quiz and you can have these video tests on. There's a lot of stuff you can do to mix it up. And not to mention, what your signals, I mean, your system for communicating, you can go, you can go 24/7 doing this kind of stuff. It's just a matter of when you get back, you're going to have to find out real quick, what are you best at? We were figuring that out at the beginning of the spring. What do we feel we can be really good at? And so with that being said, you emphasize that stuff. You have to be the best teacher you can possibly be, because you're going to be conceptually teaching at about 100 miles an hour. And they're going to have to digest it, so it ain't about what you know. You got to be a really, really clear and concise, effective teacher, professor, to make sure that we can get our guys to understand completely what they're doing, what the guy next to them is doing, the what, the how, and the why. So you could play, free, right? Live a disciplined life, a very structured and regimented protocol for what we do in practice, in meetings, so you can play loose and free and go out there and play as fast and physical as you can play.
Mario Cristobal with us, Oregon Ducks football coach. All right, how good is that defense going to be? Because I'm looking at Javon Holland, I'm looking at Kayvon Thibodeau, I'm looking at Brady Breeze, and I'm going, that group has a chance to be special.
They do. They do, and there's so many names that go along with that. And they're hungry. That's been the entire point of emphasis, is that coming back, especially some of the guys that came back as seniors that had a chance to go out as juniors, what did you come back for, right? Because if you came back to just do the same, well, this ain't the place for you. And there's no entitlement. It cannot be allowed. The culture has got to take another step, and it's got to be elevated every single year. And it starts with an experience-laden defense that every day in practice is going to make our offense better. I mean, I fully expect this thing to be a knockout, drag-out every single day in practice. I expect it to be extremely intense and physical and competitive to bring out the best in each other, because if we like to say iron sharpens iron, well, we better be about it. And because as the way we run camp here, it'll demand every ounce of what you have, and it's going to make us better. So I have no idea if I answered your question, by the way.
You did. I could hear your excitement and get your juices going. How about Penei Sewell against Kayvon Thibodeau in practice? How entertaining is that going to be?
Oh, it's the way it should be. They need to, if they're not matched up on each other, they need to find each other and work a couple extra reps on the sideline. Quite honestly, right? Like as you're getting better as a player, as your skill set, your technique, your fundamentals are just getting sharpened, and you're getting pushed and challenged. Man, you better not allow yourself to become complacent and not challenge yourself around here and in this conference, because there are too many good players, and every team has great football players. And if you think in this conference that you have the very best player, you're mistaken. There's a lot of parity. I think those guys know that, but it's on us to completely dedicate our existence to making sure camp is about challenging them. We got to achieve a certain level before we begin playing football games. So yeah, I expect those two to, I expect the mech in the chow line, drop the trays and take a one-on-one rep, then go have your shepherd's pie. So I think it's healthy. It's the right type of competition.
Who did that for you at Miami? Who made you better that you had to work against in practice every day?
Oh gosh, who didn't? That was the games were so much easier than practice. They really were. I remember, the older guys always saying how the games were like the reward. It was the easy part. Practice was going to be the time where we are going to push each other to the limits. I mean, and you remember back then it was like full pads every day, right? I mean,
yeah,
tackle to the ground every day. I mean, 2-minute drill went deep in a late Thursday practice. So, and then during 2-minute drill, the ones that go to the side, they'd start working one-on-ones with each other. And I mean, it was inspiring as a high school player, because I used to watch my brother go. I used to ride my, get over there with Coach Mirabal. We went to high school together, play together. We used to go over there and watch practice and watch those guys. You would think they were on opposite teams, the way they try to knock each other out all the time. But it was something that I was attracted to. I was able to experience and grow from, and I was taught those, I guess, those ways. And I feel like I feel like you do a disservice to your players if you don't promote an environment that truly demands nothing but their very best. If you don't do that, they'll never be as good as they can be.
Mario Cristobal, I appreciate what you're doing. I respect what you're doing on and off the field, and wish you the best. Thank you for making time for us today.
Okay. Thank you for having me, guys. Take care.
All right. There he is. Mario Cristobal, Oregon Ducks head football coach. Podcast of that interview will be made available coming up, our big splash. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have all the best audio from around the way. Punch It Audio still ahead of us. Barrett Perry, the men's basketball coach at Portland State, will be joining us. And every day on this show, we give you the big splash. This one comes out of college football.
This is the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it. Where?
Down there.
Must be.
The big splash.
Brought to you by Sport Clips. Cut the wait. Download the new Sport Clips Haircuts app and check in.
Well, Clemson football just got dealt an unfortunate blow. Justin Ross, star wide receiver, has been ruled out for the year. Dabo Swinney confirming that Ross is scheduled for surgery on Friday. He has a congenital fusion in his neck or spine. Doctors are concerned. He will not play this season. He's scheduled after the spring injury. He was learned that he has this fusion. He will play another year at Clemson or maybe take a shot at the combine. But the receiver has drawn comparisons to Mike Williams, is now headed for a year off in college football. Clemson losing Justin Ross for the season. That's our big splash. Punch It Audio is coming up.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.